This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Consumer loans are arguably the lifeblood of the American economy. They help us buy everything from homes to autos and appliances. And then there are guns. A lot of gun buyers prefer to pay cash, but for those who can't, there's a finance industry to help out. Some of the big names are leaving that now politically sensitive market. GE Capital, General Electric's finance arm most recently. So we asked Marketplace's Sally Herships to explain gun credit.
Say you're in the market for a gun. First of all, how much does it cost?
Well, the average gun is about $500. There's some, of course, less and some a lot more, but I would say the average is $500.
Larry Hyatt owns the Hyatt Gun Shop in Charlotte, North Carolina. He sells guns, and a lot of Americans are buying. Last year, $6 billion of firearms and ammunition were sold at retail. That's up almost $2 billion from the year before.
A lot of used guns, collector guns, law enforcement. Hunting,
like a lot of gun shops, Hyatt's store offered credit for customers that needed it. But then when the financial crisis hit,
the company that did ours quit doing it. They would not do guns anymore.
Hyatt says the loan company was owned by AIG. Now he offers layaway for his customers. But he says most pay with plastic or cash.
Thank goodness the credit card industry came to the rescue, and that's gun financing. It's just through the normal credit card, not through a separate company.
But what about consumers who can't qualify for a credit card? Randy Frazier owns gunfinancing.com.
What we're after is the client that's trying to buy a gun that he can't afford to pay cash for.
Frazier says his website's customers are typically 21 to 32.
I won't say they're not perfect credit, but they're not poor credit. They're right in the middle.
He says if you are going to finance your gun, expect to pay about 18% in interest. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.